a friend of mine died at my house. But not content to simply die at my house, this guy also died in my bed. So he didn't just die in his sleep, he died in mine. If you entertain like I do, really try to alert your guests not to do this, okay? For two reasons, really. A, it's kind of bad manners if you think about it, you know? And two, it tends to throw the host or hostess off their game a little bit, you know? Like for a year or five. Greg was one of my best friends. He was not my boyfriend or anything, you know? I mean, he didn't die in the saddle, which would have made me the saddle. Now, if you have, seriously, any questions at all about what it's like to wake up next to a corpse who was very recently a beloved friend, you could just shout out whatever question you had, and I would do my very best to field it. So you've all woken up with dead bodies?
What were you wearing?
What was I wearing? You mean if it was like a wrong outfit, that might have killed him? Actually, one of my favorite questions that I've been asked is, was I naked? I haven't been naked in 15 years. I haven't been sleeveless in 20. Some of you ladies know what I'm talking about. I should tell you at this point, just to get you going here, Greg was a Republican, which I do believe contributed in part to his death. Well, he did. He had a very, very serious case. He was a lobbyist, which is obviously fatal in some instances.
What was he wearing?
What the fuck does it matter? He was dead. The dead, contrary to rumor, don't give a shit about what they're wearing.